Hi, this is Eva. Today we would like to share the story, Ulysses. Let's get started. Stately, Plumbob Mulligan came from the stairhead, bearing a bowl of leather on which a mirror and a razor lay crossed. A yellow dressing gown ungirdled was sustained gently behind him on the mild morning air. He held the bowl aloft and intoned. Hold it. He peered down the dark, winding stairs and called out coarsely, "Come up, Kinch, come up, you fearful Jesuit." Solemnly, he came forward and mounted the round gun rest. He faced about and blessed gravely thrice the tower, the surrounding land, and the awaking mountains. Then, catching sight of Stephen Dedalus, he bent toward him and made rapid crosses in the air, gurgling in his throat and shaking his head. Stephen Dedalus, displeased and sleepy, leaned his arms on the top of the staircase and looked coldly at the shaking, gurgling face that blessed him, equine in its length, and at the light Anton short hair, grin, and hued like pale oak. Buck Mulligan peered an instant under the mirror and then covered the bowl smartly. "Back to the barracks," he said sternly. He added in a piteous tone, "For this, O dearly beloved, and the genuine Christine, body and soul and blood and aunts. Slow music, please. Shut your eyes, gents. One moment. A little trouble about those white corpus. Silence all." He peered sideways up and gave a long, slow whistle of call, then paused a while in rapt attention, his even white teeth glistening here and there with gold points. "Chrysostomus." Two strong thrill whistles answered through the calm. "Thanks, old chap," he cried briskly. "That will do nicely. Switch off the current, will you?" He skipped off the gun rest and looked gravely at his watcher, gathering about his legs and loose folds on his gown. The plum-shadowed face and sullen oval jaw recalled a prelate, patron of arts in the Middle Ages. A pleasant smile broke quietly over his lips.